Hello, my loves, my high time family, man. What is up with you guys? I know it has been a long time. It's just so much that's been going on. And, you know, before we even get into this segment here, you know, please forgive me if, you know, I'm breathing out hard and stuff. And my voice sounds a little bit different because I am a little bit under the weather. You know, the pollen is crazy out here. Those of you guys that have really bad allergies, you guys already know what I'm going through. And then also, I'm out here in Texas. I feel like Texas have more of everything. More people, more allergies, more sickness, you know, more everything. But y'all, the segment that we're going to talk about today, you know what, before I even get into that, I do want to thank you guys, everybody that still rocks with me no matter how long it is before I post the podcast. I'm telling you guys, I'm sorry, I'm going to get better, and I have some special surprises coming for you guys. I have some special guests that, you know, I'm putting in the works and everything. But in the meantime, this is something that has been weighing heavy on my heart. This is something that's been playing a big part of my life on my years of living. I will literally be 29 years old next week. And you guys wouldn't imagine the things that I've seen and done and went through and also accomplished at the younger age of 29. You know, it's like, you think older people would go through certain things, and I just feel like I've been through a lot of things that I need to personally talk about, and I need to personally let out, and I need to get advice and input for others, which I am going to soon be opening my podcast for listeners and guests to tune in with me and talk to me about, you know, the topic of the day. And right now, y'all, the topic of the day is we're talking about narcissistic parents. And you know what? Not even more so narcissistic parents, narcissistic people in general. But just in my aspect, I have a parent that is a narcissist. One of my parents passed away, which was my father. So my mother is the only parent that I have, my only living parent. And it has been, I don't even know how to put it, it's been a freaking roller coaster, a whirlwind. I don't even know the word to even put it. But it's literally gotten to the point that this has been going on for 29 years. It's literally has taken all of my desire to have a healthy relationship with my mother away. So we're gonna dive deep into this. First, before we even get into it, some people know what narcissists are and some people don't. For a while, I had no clue as to what a narcissist was. I would hear people say it or whatever, but I never really knew exactly what a narcissist was. So first, we're going to start off with the dictionary definition of what a narcissist is. A narcissist is a person who has excessive interest or admiration of themselves. Basically, they're all high and mighty. They're on top of the food chain, like my dad used to say. And then everybody else is beneath them. Basically, they feel like they God walking around here. You know, and there are certain narcissists are very cocky. They're very manipulative. They lack empathy. There's a lot of traits of a narcissist that honestly I just can't get with, especially when it's coming from a person that gave birth to me. You guys, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you meet new people and you go to new jobs, you know, and it's strangers here and strangers there, like, you never know what you're gonna get with strangers. If you come up on a stranger that's a narcissist, that's different. I could choose not to mess with you. Okay, I see you a stranger. I just met you. I also see you a narcissist. Peace. It's a different story when this is your parent. It's a different story, especially when you only have one parent left. Because before my father died and before my grandmother died, they used to be the ones that would get in the middle of when all the narcissistic traits would start coming out. They would be the ones to get in the middle and defend me and be like, yo, like, chill out on her. You know, and it's like, now I don't have those people in my life, and I feel like the relationship between my mom and I is getting harder and harder and harder, literally to the point that I'm honestly sad because I don't desire to have that relationship anymore. And somehow it always ends up being my fault. Things have been happening since I was a young girl. Nothing I said ever mattered. Nothing I felt ever mattered. I didn't have a safe space to talk to my mother about anything. It was basically, yeah, shut up, sit down, you need to work, you need to understand what the meaning is to work and get your money, which I totally appreciate that. You know, like I said, like, narcissistic people aren't just all around bad people, but they have a lot of bad traits and they think the world revolves around them, and it does not. It does not. Guys, if there's any narcissistic people, listen, guys, the world does not revolve around you. Other people have things going on in their lives. Like, it's so crazy. And it seems that since I have a mother that's narcissistic, it seems that narcissistic people try to draw to me. You know how when they say you try to be with people that's like similar to your parents and things like that, or, you know, I don't really know how to explain it, but I'm tired of it all. And guys, to really be honest, I'm totally lost, because I've tried to go to therapy with my mother and, you know, she feels like that's weak. Don't nobody got time for that. She has no wrongdoings in anything. And, you know, once you try to correct things with a person that feels like they've done no wrong, you're kind of talking to a brick wall. You're kind of already at a dead end at that point. And I tell people this all the time. As an adult, you should be able to identify the things that you do wrong. You should be able to know right from wrong at that point. You know, especially if you are a parent. And one thing I don't get about a lot of people in my mother's generation is that they're like, oh, my mother didn't allow me to talk. Oh, my mother didn't allow me to express my feelings. Oh, my parents didn't allow me to do this. Oh, my parents just beat the crap out of me every time I breathe. Oh, my parents did this. Oh, my parents did that. But yeah, let me go do the exact same thing to my children. That is something I sure do not understand. So if somebody that's 50, 55 and up can explain that to me, maybe I will be able to understand. Because literally me how I go along with my parenting and how I decide what I want to do with and what I want to do without, as far as parenting goes, is based off what happened to me as a child, based off how I was treated as a child, based off of things I wish my mother would have did or said to me. I make that my main goal to give to my children. My mother didn't give me hugs and affection and I love yous and things like that. My dad did, but my mom wasn't the type to do that. But now that I'm grown, now that I'm 29 years old with my own family, my own kids, and that I'm very standoffish when it comes to her, then it's my fault. It's my fault because I'm older now and I've lost the desire to have the relationship because I keep hitting a brick wall. I don't know anybody that wants to just keep running into a wall that they know they're not going to be able to get through. It's a difference when you keep hitting it. It's a difference when you got a hammer and you hitting it and you hitting it and you can see the progress. You can see the little hole, and then you make it bigger, and then you make it bigger. You can see the progress. There is no progress. I'm literally just hitting a wall, and the wall is staying the same. There's no dents in it. There's no anything. And guys, please let me know if I'm wrong. Like, after so much time of doing that, you lose the desire. And like I said, I just feel so terrible because this is my last living parent. So I try to get out of what I feel, but I feel like until it's dealt with, there won't be a successful relationship. But when I try to sit down and talk about it, this is literally what I hear. Oh, that's bullshit. Oh yeah, you did it. You did this. And always my whole life, I had to live my whole life according to what my mom wanted. Okay, I want this car. Nope. I want you to have this car, so you're getting this one. Okay, I want to move to this state. Nope, you're not going to be able to make it. You're not doing that. Oh, I feel like I want to create this business and do this. No, that ain't gonna work. Like, I don't know what's wrong with you young people. And you know what, guys, like, lately that has really been driving me to be 1,000 times plus of myself. Because that's one thing about me, one thing that I learned young from all of this. If I'm not gonna believe in myself, who is? I don't care. She is my mom, and she did give birth to me. If you don't believe me, if you don't believe in me, oh well. Watch me do it, though. And watch me succeed. Watch me put all my blood, sweat, and tears into it. Because that's the type of person that I am. I'm either giving it 1,000 or I'm not giving it at all. And that was something that I was taught by my parents that I'm very grateful for. To give it 1,000 or to not give it anything. And, you know, my parents' relationship growing up was not good at all. So not only did I grow up seeing chaos and fighting and yelling and screaming all the time. On top of that, my mother was a narcissist. She didn't have empathy for me. She's very manipulative. And still to this day, if I'm not trying to do what she wants me to do, then I'm the worst person in the world. And I don't think that's fair. She literally said yesterday, and I quote, that the Bible said you need to honor thy mother and thy father. That is correct. But why do people want to pick and choose? I don't get it. If you want to go by the Bible, go by the whole Bible. Don't try to pick and choose what you feel like is going to help you out in a situation. That's why I am dealing with myself in spirituality. I don't have a religion or anything of that. I know there's a higher power. I know there's a God based off the things that's went on in my life. But I can't tell you, oh, I'm a Christian, oh, I'm a Buddhist, oh, I'm a Jehovah's Witness. Like, I'm not able to say that because I don't classify under any religion. And what she literally said is that it's supposed to be God first, then your mother, then everybody else falls behind. And those of you guys that know that it should be God. It should be your head of household, like whatever spouse is your head of household. You know, in my case, that's me. I'm the head of household in my house. But like I said, there's heterosexual couples, there's homosexual couples, and the list goes on. Of course, I'm in a homosexual relationship. But in the roster, how it's supposed to go, it's supposed to be God. It's supposed to be my spouse. It's supposed to be my children. Or however you do that, whether it's God, your children, your spouse, then your parents. So that's where that excessive interest and admiration to the point that she feels like everybody in my life should come second to her. While all my life, I've been put on the back burner. So now that she's getting older, and now she's alone because my father passed away and my grandmother passed away, now I'm the piece of crap daughter that doesn't want a relationship with her mother because I can't look past the things that's happened in the past. But think about it. Nothing has changed. And 9 times out of 10, if you are dealing with a narcissist, they will forever be a narcissist. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I've never met a narcissist that was later on no longer a narcissist. I've never seen that. If there are people out there that has been like that, let me know. Like I said, I'm just going based off my experiences, what I've personally seen. And, you know, to me at this point, it's just ridiculous. Everybody want to claim they've grown, but cannot accept responsibilities for your actions. That's one of the main things of being an adult. You know right from wrong. You know, to take responsibility for your actions. Do you think if my mom actually sat down with me, like, yeah, you know, I have done this, I have done that, but I want to turn over a new leaf. I no longer want to be like this to you. I noticed that I was like this to you. I want to change that. But to leave that up to me, to change that, on something that is on you, I can't change that for you. I cannot do that for you. And then it's literally like, oh, I need to call you for everything. But then when I need to call for something, it's an argument. That's not right. Because when you call me for something, regardless of how I feel about it, I make it happen. If I can't do it, I will send my wife over there to do it in place of me. And I just get very upset with myself sometimes because regardless of how you try to run away from it or, you know, turn your cheek to it. You are your parents. You are born to your parents for a reason. And you have your mother and half your father. So whether I want to or not, I am half of my mother. And I get so upset with myself when I see traits of my mother, bad traits of my mother. Because just like I said, my mother is not an all-around bad person. She makes bad choices. She says offensive things. But she's not all-around a bad person. She does try to help people that's in need. You know, she does do her due diligence the way she sees fit. But when it comes to our mother-daughter relationship, it sucks. It's in the hole. And I'm lost, guys. I don't want to deal with it anymore. And it literally breaks my heart that I don't want to. But I don't want to deal with it anymore. There's only so much you can take of somebody using you as a punching bag. And I'm her only child. So I'm like, it's just me, you, and my little family left. If I'm gone, then what do you do? What do you do? Like, you're willing to drive your only child away to where they want nothing to do with you. Just because you think so highly of yourself. You could care less about me. That's what I feel. Because if my kids tell me anything, I'ma want to fix that with my kids. Nobody's a perfect parent. It comes with no manual. I know that people make mistakes as parents. But it's your job as a parent to correct that. To not scar your children from it. To make sure you show them affection. To make sure they know they love you. To not give them no guilt trip when they can't do what you want them to do. I was not here to do what you want me to do. And growing up, I'm telling you, every week I would hear, I didn't even want no kids. Yeah, that's been clear. That really has been clear. I really could tell. I didn't even want no kids. How do you think that would make a child feel? Constantly telling them, I didn't want no damn kids. I didn't want no kids. I didn't want no kids. I didn't want no kids. Basically implying that you have a child, but you did not want me. And then laugh about it, joke about it. Like, am I supposed to be laughing? I would never sit up in my kids' face and tell them, hey, I didn't want kids. I didn't want you guys. Because I feel like that is something that will stick with a child forever. Like I said, I was told that since I was a little girl. And I just said, I'm turning 29 next week. And still, the actions still prove I didn't want no kids. And it puts me on reserve when it comes to my children going over there. Because I'm like, yo, no, you will not do to my children what you did to me. That will not happen. It's not no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It will not happen. And I'm just trying to, I know there's other people out here that's dealing with the same situation. And I really want you guys to shoot me an email at cmadams94@gmail.com and let me know your story. Because we have to come back and touch back on this. I want to know your story. And then what I'll do is I'll feature it. And if you like, I can even get you on the podcast. I can tune you in and we can do a podcast together. That way we can get through things together. I feel like that's what we need to start doing in this world. like people need to start coming together to figure out how to get through stuff. I know I'm not the only one that has any narcissistic parents or a narcissistic person in their life or anything of that sort, but I just want to let you guys know that you are better than that. Regardless of who it is, you do not have to accept anything you are not willing to accept. Okay, that's the thing these days, is that parents trying to drill into your head like my mom did. You know, you have to do what your parents want you to do, you know, in order to be successful in life. You have to do this and you have to do that. No, you don't. And I had to end up seeing that a little bit later on. I grew up being told what I was going to do. Okay, you're going to graduate, you're going to go to the military, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, you're going to do that. And luckily for me, things did not work out that way. Or I've literally would have been living my life based off what somebody else wanted me to do. Can you imagine living your whole life doing something somebody else wants you to do? Not even living for yourself? That's literally what I've been doing. And now I'm at the point that I'm like, no. I'm living for myself, I'm living for my family, I'm living for my kids. My kids are looking at me. I am their role model. They're looking at me. They're trying to see the way I go about certain things. They're trying to see why certain things are the way they are, why relationships are the way they are, why things work the way they work. And I am not going to taint my kids to thinking that that is normal. To thinking that your parent is supposed to control every aspect of your life. The goal of a parent is to guide you. I want to guide my kids to be the best versions of their self that they possibly can be. Because when you are the best version of yourself, you give the best version of yourself. If my kids are the best version of themselves, they're going to go out there and give 1,000 just like I do. But honestly, I feel like I'm not even the best version of myself because I'm fighting with this and I'm fighting with that and I'm wondering why me and my mom could never have a relationship and I'm wondering why this happened when I was young and why this happened and why this happened. And that is something that I'm going to have to get through or it's going to put a halt on my life. You know? And that's what we have to realize. We have to learn how to step back and say, hey, that's too much. I cannot deal with that anymore. And I decided to go to therapy on my own to try to figure this out. And just like my therapist told me, you have to set boundaries with everyone in your life. Everyone in your life needs to have boundaries. Your children, your spouse, your parents, friends. Everybody needs boundaries in your life. If you do not have boundaries for a person, it's going to end up going left. You have to know what you're going to accept and what you're not going to accept. And you're going to have to make that clear and stick to your boundaries. That's the thing with my mom. I sit up here and tell her, no, I'm not dealing with this. I'm not dealing with that. But then if she needs something, she call. Here I go running. So she knows, hey, I don't have to respect that. Because at the end of the day, she's going to come running anyway if I need her. Mm-mm. That has to end. And just like he told me, until I learn how to set boundaries, stuff really ain't gonna change. And that's with all the relationships in my life. And I feel like I struggle with relationships in my life due to that. Like, you scar your children with that. If you are a narcissistic person and you have children, please do not scar your children. Let them be the best versions of themselves and be a parent and guide them to what they want to do, to what they want to be, to do what they want to accomplish. It's not about you anymore. And that's the thing about a narcissist. They feel like forever it's about them, regardless of the situation. And it's so crazy because when I'm growing up, she's like, the world don't revolve around you. Oh, yeah. I know, because it revolves around you, right? I don't know, y'all. Please let me know if I'm wrong, but I'm really just speaking to y'all about what I feel, what I've been witnessing. And it's just not right. And I feel like as my mother's getting older, it's getting worse. And guys, I'm so, like I said, I'm just so lost. But I'm gonna put my mind to it, and I'm gonna get through all of this. I'm going to be who I want to be. I'm going to put myself 1,000 times forward. I'm giving the best version of myself, whether somebody likes it or not. Because at the end of the day, whatever happens, whatever choices you make, you are going to be the one that have to pay for them. Not nobody else. So while you up here living for Joe Blow and Bobo and Sugar Toe and all that, your life is gonna pass you by, and then you're gonna look up like I am now, like, yo, when am I gonna start living for me? But I'm telling you guys, as of today, I'm gonna start living for me, and I'm not gonna let nobody else make me feel bad for them. And I offer the same advice to you guys. You are strong. You are beautiful. You can get through anything that you put your mind to. So focus. Put your mind to it. If you need to, write it down. If you need to meditate every day and just say over and over again what you gonna do, do it. Because I'm telling you, we all gonna do this together, and we all gonna be successful together. When I say High Times family, I mean that this is a family. You guys stick with me regardless if it's a year before I posted the last podcast or anything. And to me, that's loyalty. To me, loyalty is family. So I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Thank you guys for listening to me rant about this. Just please know how to identify a narcissist and keep your distance and let them know that you ain't going for that. Let them know you got your boundaries. If they ain't gonna accept that, then they gotta go. Straight up, and ain't nothing wrong with that. And protect y'all babies by any cost, because I know I'm protecting mine. Them generational curses will not continue with mine, and don't let them continue with y'all's either. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys, and I appreciate you guys. Please let me know what you feel about this segment. I hope you guys enjoyed it, because it really did touch my heart. Like I said, send me an email, cmadams94@gmail.com. Let me hear you guys' story. Also, send me some topics that you want to talk about. Also, if you have some things going on in your life that you want to talk to me about, or you want to just vent about, or whatever the case may be, send me an email. I would love to have a conversation with you. I would love to broadcast, you know, our conversation and let people know where you're at with things. Once again, I love my High Times family, and I look forward to speaking with you guys soon. You know, I don't want to say what my next podcast is going to be, but I just want to let you guys know that I will be a lot more consistent. We have a lot more to talk about. I have a lot of things that I'm doing behind the scenes as well. So guys, I'm very excited to share this journey with you, and I would love to go on your journey with you guys as well. So please include me. You guys are family. Like I said, I'm your family, you mine. So like I said, y'all, love you guys, appreciate you guys, and I will see you in the next podcast. Peace.